Must be God's timing. We just pulled up.
Really? I'm returning this food because they gave me chicken instead of beef.
Literally, did we just roll into town?
Yeah.
We just rolled into town. This is the first place we parked. I'm Jim.
I'm Harley.
Harley?
Harley.
Harley?
Yeah.
That's my wife, Debbie.
This is great.
Give me a gospel card. Nice to meet you folks.
Thank you.
So I'm a traveling preacher.
Okay.
Street preacher. And I also teach on my website. You'll find a large website with all kinds of teachings. And I always like to tell people we don't take anyone's money. What I do for free, I worked my whole life.
Yeah.
So I go and I travel the country and I street preach. We're here to see where I can preach at Disney World because we've heard all about Disney World.
Really?
But we're not going in.
I heard it's closed.
Is it all closed now?
I don't know. I'd like to see.
I know they won't let me in if I street preach in there. They'll arrest me, but yeah. I can street preach on public corners. But anyway, So your concern?
I mean, I live and work with a pastor. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
She's from Gainesville. She's down here doing this pageant and I don't know. I liked your truck, man.
All right. So do you understand the gospel, how to find eternal life?
I do.
What is it?
I'm saved. I believe.
What is the path to eternal life?
You got to believe. You got to confess. I mean, I've confessed, but my faith is so wishy-washy. I give it to God and I take it back. Like, I feel like I'm a man. And
I just witnessed to a guy that said the same thing. I just witnessed to a man in the last town. He walked up to me and he said, I'm scared. And I said, why? He said, I want to be close to God. But he said, I give God things, and he said, then I break down and I take them back, and he said, I'm back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, because to me, I'm a man, and I feel like I got three sisters. So
Three sisters.
So for me, I was raised like taking care of them, and you know, if you can't tell by my name, Harley.
Yeah.
I grew up in a biker family. You
okay.
know? And it's like, I mean, the abuse and everything else. I mean, it's nothing like that. I just liked your truck. And
yeah.
I mean, I can give you a phone number right now. I live in Jacksonville. I work for a preacher, Assembly Church of God.
Well, that could be good and that can be bad because another thing that you'll find out that I teach people about, I'll give you the biblical gospel. This might be part of the problem. Maybe you don't have the biblical gospel to eternal life. What I warn people about is to come out of the world, you know, this whole world system that Satan has built, entertainment, politics, sports, movies. This is of Satan. This is not of God.
Yeah.
And then also I have to warn people, the American churchianity system, Sunday church, pastor in a box, keeping pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, none of this is ordained by God. This is all man-made traditions.
Yeah, of course.
So I stand against the organized churchianity and I call people out of it and out of the world. But let's go back to the gospel. So the gospel path to eternal life, you have a few aspects of it, but you're lacking. Can I help you?
Sure.
The gospel is rooted in Jesus Christ and what he did. His shed blood and his resurrection. That's our foundation.
Yeah.
It's all about him. We can't get there without him.
Yeah.
So we must place our faith in him. So you said believe. We must place our faith. Here's the problem, though. Don't the demons believe?
Sure.
Are they going
to
heaven?
Tremble.
Yeah. Are they going to heaven?
Well, I've read it once or twice.
Are they going to heaven?
No.
So we place our faith in Christ, his shed blood, his resurrection, to wash us clean, defeat death for us. That's the beginning. Jesus said you must repent. Yeah. We used to be worldly, carnal people. We did many sinful, wicked things. We repented of our sin. Change your mind.
Yeah.
This is what most people are lacking. They do church. They believe in God. But they've never changed their mind. And when you change your mind and say, not my way anymore, your way, Lord, I'll surrender everything. Then God sees a willing vessel and you become born again. Faith, repentance, born again. You get a new heart and a new mind. If you're struggling many, many times, struggling over and over, and you're not walking in victory, and you're not seeing what God has for you, and you're not desiring to study the Word and conform your life, there's a good chance you're not really born again because the Spirit of God leads you right there. Okay. He doesn't leave you squandering.
Okay, well, let me
finish the gospel. Faith, repentance, being born again. Now, the fruit that you're born again, not that you're a pastor, not that you go to church, not that you drive around in a van. The fruit that you're born again is holiness and obedience. The Holy Spirit overtakes your life, and now everything you are, do, say, talk, dress, act, whatever, is now led by, I'm pointing to this, the Word of God. I have the Bible on phone. And the Spirit guides you into holiness, which is to be set apart from the culture, and set apart from false man-made churchianity. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. So the fruit that you're born again is your life is transformed and you walk, take a step towards God. He confirms it in the Word. You take another step towards God. He confirms it in the Word. You keep stepping. If you do more of this with the world, there's only one or two things. You're either not truly born again and following the Spirit, which we must do to eternal life, or you're constantly rebellious okay? And you're not yield to the Spirit. Both of them.
That's me then.
Yep, both of them, you're going to be under God's conviction. And then the last part of the gospel, you're not saved yet. And the reason I say that, are you guys married?
No.
Okay, we're married. I'm married today. Do I have to endure in that marriage tomorrow, next week, next month, and next year?
Yeah.
What if I don't? I'm a failure.
Yeah.
So the idea that I got saved.
I was married before.
Okay. The idea that I got saved and that's like past tense and I know I'm going to heaven, the Bible doesn't teach it. The Bible says every day you're walking, seeking, pursuing the kingdom of God. You know why, Harley? Because of what God's done in you, the Spirit's in you if you're really born again, and you're striving daily for the kingdom of God. If that's not you, there's a good chance you're not truly born again. You're probably like me. We were religious people in church for years, but dead in our sin. No power, no victory, because we didn't obey, we didn't repent, we weren't truly born again. Yeah. So, in love, there's a lot of false converts in America. It's why I teach against the churchianity system. I mean, your pastor, that pastor, he may be a false convert.
No, he's not.
Huh? What church is it?
First Assembly Church of God. No, this man is the real deal.
Yeah. Well, if we test him to the Word of God, we probably does he keep Christmas and Easter?
He don't carry no phone with his Bible on it. This man carries 8 Bibles.
Well, I got my Bible right there, but I use it because I'm out in the street. No, does he keep Christmas and Easter?
No.
You don't? He doesn't keep Christmas? No. What's his name?
No, it's Otis Locke.
Otis Locke. What's the name of it?
L-O-C-K-E, First Assembly Church of God.
In what town?
Jacksonville, Florida.
First Assembly Church of God. I'm going to look him up. I'm going to look them up, and I always like to look up people and test them and encourage them. But if they're keeping
the real, and he told me, actually, we just.
You got that, honey?
We just had a sermon about this, actually, about the worldly things. And you know,
yeah.
I want more. And yeah. I do. I'm a man.
Yeah.
Who don't? I want to trade this piece of junk in. Yeah, I want that nice F-150. Yeah, I want this, and I want that.
Yeah, we all have our flesh that lead us around.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be led by the flesh.
So, I mean, but for a man to say I don't have enough faith, or for me to feel like I don't have enough faith, how is faith measured? Because, you know, if I had the faith of a mustard seed, I can move that.
Well, faith is all. Well, faith is measured.
I've had it. When my wife passed away, I was in prison when my wife passed away, 2016. Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear that.
And you know what my faith did? They had the Rock of Ages. You ever heard of that?
No.
They go all these prisons and they preach you. They don't teach you. They teach the Bible.
Yeah. The problem is, though, what has been the fruit of that in your life, and where has it led you
I
to?
Want more.
That's what I mean. So you still haven't entered all the way in, and I don't know what reason that is. And I tell you what, you can go on my website. I'm going to look up this body, and if I see any unbiblical issues, you can email me.
All right.
You can email me, and I'll show you the issues. But what I don't want to focus on that. What I want to focus on is you. You must come out of the world. You must come out of all false ways, and you must follow Christ. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. If you're holding on to the world and to Jesus, you have a false Jesus. He says you can't have both. No man can have two masters. American churchianity, pretty much a lot of them teach you, go to church on Sunday.
No, I don't believe
you
that.
You kind of live like the world. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't believe in that.
You must strive to enter
in. I go to church to be saved, to go to heaven.
Nope.
I already know that.
You must strive.
My grandfather was a Baptist preacher.
Well, the Baptist faith was created by man, not God.
No.
Yeah, in the 1600s.
I disagree.
You email me and I'll have a testing up.
Like the Catholics.
Oh, the Catholics are false too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But, and they were also created by man.
Yeah.
Come but
on, babe, we got to return this.
I'm going to have,
get back, so
I'll have a testing up. Passion. I'll have a testing up on that pastor. I might even reach out to him. Yes. I won't mention your name.
No, I don't care if you do.
Oh, okay. I might reach out to him and test him because the Bible says test all things. I expect you to test me.
Yeah.
You must repent and go deeper.
And I asked you to pray for me and you still didn't, so.
No, you know what? I will pray for you. I don't pray with people I don't know.
Yeah, that's good.
Jesus didn't. Paul didn't.
I'm sure he did.
No.
Jesus met with a whore in the middle of the Jews.
He didn't pray with her.
Yeah, he did.
Where? Show me the verse.
The water fountain. Yeah.
Show me the verse where he did. The verse. Let me know I can help you. God be praised.